AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, Silicon Valley Business Coach, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business, and of course, you can post product, services, events, motivational, inspirational, political views. It's a group for you to make your comments known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or ideas or shows that you might want to hear us talk about. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We are here to provide you with professional and development resources for your small business growth and your career growth as well. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Call in tonight if you have something interesting you want to ask. And of course, keep it related to our topics, but you can call in at 800-516-1220. Wanting something is not enough. You must be hungry for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will invariably come your way. That is motivational speaker Les Brown. Wanting something is not enough. You must be hungry for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will invariably come your way. Small business owners deal with that all the time. Wanting something is not enough. I think about Steve Jobs when he says, you know, if you're going to go into business, if you're going to do this, you better really love what you're doing because you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have those days that you think, oh my gosh, what did I do? It is not always Sunday. It is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you have to be hungry for it. When I work with our Women in Business Club members, I watch for those that are hungry for greater success, hungry to put their efforts in to make their company great. In fact, I'll ask them things like, do you have your skin in the game? Your skin has to be in the game. If your skin is not in the game, I cannot build your business, your company on my back. So you have to participate in that as well. So my On the Edge power question, really a power fact, an agitating fact to some degree. We're going to have a little dialogue or a little chat, maybe not dialogue, about something that kind of gets under my skin just a little bit, and I just kind of want to talk to you about it. So this is a power fact. Undeveloped character, misuses or misuse, assumed, acquired, or given authority. Undeveloped character. And you could be in some positions in your career, could be C-level, could be, you know, if you're a leader somewhere in your company and you fit this description, undeveloped character, misuse, will misuse authority. And if that is you, I'm going to simply say, stop it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before I do, let's go over to Small Business Trends. This is my little favorite place to go on the web. And so if you are marking your calendars for 2015, there are some things going on around the country, small business events. And so I'm just going to share with you. I like contests. I like winning money. I like it. I like things that are going. You have to check. There's always something going on. Like Intuit, always, they're always doing something great. You can win lots of money and opportunities with Intuit. Just stay plugged into those guys. But February 6th, the American Small Business Championship score. I'm laughing at this. I'm going to read this to you because I think I might put my hat in the ring. The championship rewards 102 small businesses around the country for their sacrifices in making their businesses successful. To enter, submit an online application that consists of basic information about you and your business and your response to the question. Here is the question. What sacrifice have you made to help your business succeed? I'm just going to say prize is a $1,000 gift card, trip to regional symposium, and a 4 year of business mentoring. Now, I think I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. You know why? I get a year of business mentoring. But that $1,000 gift card, I don't know who it's for, but I, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's just a Visa card. But the other part is that the sacrifice, it is a sacrifice to build business. And, you know, my question is, which one should I pick? You know, if you're a business owner, you have more than one sacrifice and you have tears behind that sacrifice. So that is really cool. So you can go out to smallbiztrends.com, go to events and put your hat in a ring, win that $1,000 gift card. If you win the $1,000 gift card, take me to lunch or something, you know, because you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Radio. Some of the other events that are going on, AM Days, Affiliate Management Day conference coming up in San Francisco. So you can check that out. Icon 15, March, Phoenix, Arizona. Those of you that go to that Icon is a signature small business event of Infusionsoft. So we're familiar with their product. For its customers, partners, and in general. So over 4,000 people are expected to attend that event. So that's pretty cool. Dreamforce, you know, come on. You know, they're just Salesforce, Dreamforce. They're, you know, what? This is October. So mark your calendars. Get it on your calendars, October 13th. Whether you're a company of five or a Fortune 500 company, you'll learn a lot of innovative ways to improve your business at Dreamforce with over 1,400 sessions. I've been to their Dreamforce conferences. Mark Benioff is amazing, and the sessions are absolutely amazing. And so you want to check these guys out if you get an opportunity. So that's kind of my fun news. I was going to talk a little bit about Mike Honda tonight, but I could not pull up that particular information. But he does say that small businesses are the solution to improving our economy. I can tell you that part. So here to Mike Honda. I was glad to see that, especially after the elections. Good for him. So let's talk a little bit about my opening statement about naughty leaders, you know, abusing their authority. And then we're going to talk to my show guest tonight that I am excited to have in the studio. I have Regis in the house with me. So those of you that enjoy your workspace, they are the guru, the giant, the titans of small business workspace solutions or career. If you are a Fortune 500 company, it doesn't matter. They have, you know, you travel and you have opportunities to use their workspace. Sometimes you need to meet customers and clients and you need somewhere to go, and Regis is definitely that place to go. So I'm looking forward to chatting a little bit about what they're doing here in the Bay Area. They're growing, they're expanding, and I'm excited for them as well. So why do people misuse the authority granted to them? I'm the leader of the pack. I've been promoted to management. I've gotten that, you know, job that I wanted in my office. And now, if you ever want to see whether or not someone's going to act ridiculously crazy with new, give them a test. You know, give them, you know, it's like you ever, you know, when you were a kid and your teacher left the room and the teacher put one of the students in charge and says, okay, you know, you're in charge until I get back. And you'll find out whether or not, you'll find out where that person's character is at when they have that authority in their hands. And if they act wacky with it, chances are you probably shouldn't promote them. That's a sign that they're not ready to handle the responsibility of that authority. So now, let me just say this. Power is not authority, really. Power is the developed, typically, the developed professional discipline that qualifies you to be granted authority. So if we're doing our jobs right, then, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're qualifying yourself for someone who's in authority, can give you authority to, say, excel to that management position or a supervisory position. So you have to do your part. Now, if you use your authority, misuse it, the first thing I would say is check your character, because it is a lack of character that is the problem. It's not the other person. Even if they're, you know, if you have an employee that's kind of a pain, it still doesn't give you permission to misuse your authority. You can be firm and you can be fair and not misuse your authority and have right character, right behavior, right responses. And we need more of that in our country. We seem to be lacking that right character. People misuse authority sometimes because they were given authority prematurely and their character is undeveloped. And like I said earlier, don't give someone authority that's not ready. Give them a test. And I've done it. And, you know, if they didn't test well, then I took them back, sat them down, have a conversation with them about areas that they can improve so they don't misuse authority when you give it to them. People misuse authority sometimes because they are arrogant. Now, that is a result. You might not like this for those of you that are arrogant out there, but I'm going to say it anyway. Arrogance is a result of an imbalanced perception of yourself or themselves as they relate to other people. So it isn't the people, it is the arrogance or the arrogant person that would need to come into a better balance of self-perception. I'm just saying you have an out of balance perception of, and you know, because arrogance really means that you think that you are more privileged than someone else, or you're other people are beneath you. I'm just saying, probably want to have a better perception of yourself that allows you to be a better person and authority in relationship to those that you are maybe working with. And I am saying this for those that you are, that are police officers out there. You know, we need to watch the character, you know, as a police officer, and I respect the law. Watch the characteristics. Lastly, people misuse authority because they are bullies. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back, and we're going to get to our guests. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by a foundation for a better life and 24680. Wow, sold out. Eastbound 24 all the way across 580 Oakland to 680 Walnut Creek. Not many breaks there in between. And North 680 still holding steady and very slow from Sycamore Valley Road up into Walnut Creek out past Treat Boulevard. North 13, Oakland Hills, slow at Park Boulevard onto 24. And eastbound 580 slowing out of the maze most of the way to Edwards and the Nimitz Freeway. That's South 880 slow from before the 980 merge all the way down to 98th Avenue. While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi couldn't do it all. He reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. And that's a look at Bay Area traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. and you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
There's no question that cheaper oil has undercut stock prices, but does that mean there aren't opportunities for smart investors?
It's not as simple as, you know, oil goes down and everybody is hurt.
InvestTalk hosts, portfolio manager Steve Peasley and Justin Klein encourage you to join them Saturday, February 7th, to talk about the upside of the downturn in oil.
Look beyond the headlines that you see. Oil price is going down. You know, well, who's that helping? Who's that hurting?
This three-hour Saturday morning wealth conference will show you the opportunities.
We'll look at the average investor and how he can profit from collapsing oil prices, because there are upsides to it.
It's Saturday morning, February 7th at the Hyatt House in San Jose. And if you sign up by January 24th, you get the $10 early bird discount. Just go to investtalk.com. That's investtalk with two T's, investtalk.com.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Get on up on the floor, cause we're gonna boogie, boogie, boogie till you just can't boogie no more. Boogie.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about misused authority. You know, misused authority is really a form of bullying. We talk about how we do not want our children to bully. We've got bullying in schools. We've got young people resorting to taking their lives because they want the pain to stop. And some of them may be getting that from home. And so whether it's bullying in the workplace, misuse authority in the workplace or anywhere else, it's something that needs to stop. And so before we went to the break, I said people misuse authority because they are bullies. And bullies, really, they hide behind their real fears. There's real fears there for them. So they kind of deflect by bullying. Then the attention is not on what they're insecurities are, it's on the person that they're bullying. And so all of it's wrong. Authority is a privilege. It's not a right. It is a privilege. And you get it typically because you have character. And if there's a kink in your character, get the kink worked out. Get the kink worked out. And if you're a business owner, you're a small business owner and you have character issues, get them worked out. If the people that you bring in or work for you and they have character issues, help them get them worked out, or you will have to fire them. At least I would, because they will become a reflection of your business. And if you have people working for you that struggle with having right character, then you will eventually come into question. And it happens also in corporate you know, you will be questioned in terms of those that work for you and you don't clean your house. So that's my little soapbox message for this evening. Don't misuse your authority. It really is a privilege. I have some great guests here in my show, on my show tonight, and I really enjoy being around these guys, and I don't get to very often. We're all very, very busy, and they're doing some awesome things through their company, and you know, Regis is an amazing company. It's certainly a great solution for you if you're starting a business or if you're in a career. But I like to talk to small business owners right now. Is that, you know, if you are the P.O. Box guy or the UPS gal, I guarantee you Regis has a solution for you that is absolutely nominal in cost that can give you a bigger look for your business. And so you want to chat with them. I have Mardine and Kurt here, Mardine Amiri here with me from Regis, and Kurt Domine.
You got, oh, Domine.
Domine, Domine. Yep. Is that like French or something?
It's Swiss French, so there's a accent on the E that makes it a bit of an A sound,
okay.
Yeah.
Swiss French, that's kind of sexy.
Right, thanks.
I'm like, wow.
I'll take anything I can get, that's for sure.
I'm like, I've never heard Swiss French. So we've had a little time to spend together tonight, and Regis is growing in the Bay Area. I mean, you guys are growing all over the place. You have 2,200 locations worldwide, 101 or two locations in. You're in 101 countries or 102 countries, and so. But what's happening in the Bay Area? Kind of start me out there and talk to our audience about that.
Right on. Well, the Bay Area, for what we directly represent, Silicon Valley is kind of our area of control, but on many levels in different areas, it's magnifying at this degree. But just last year alone, we grew our business 30%. And now we're up to about 14 centers, which are full-on hubs. Regis also has you know, different types of solutions, whether it's a little kind of kiosk, which nowadays you're seeing them a lot more in like either subways or kind of airports and things like that, just to, you know, conduct business on the fly, making sure anywhere you can kind of have a conversation and carry on that degree. But yeah, lots of new things are coming down our way. Everything from, you know, really attractive low point pricing for all different degrees of products and solutions that depending on what stage of someone's business is that they're at. And tons of other really exciting things from new locations in Fremont to even downtown San Jose. We're looking at more locations in Menlo Park, Palo Alto, which, you know, a lot of people want to be in Palo Alto. And the list goes on and on in terms of the growth and the magnifying from it all.
Are you kidding? I have a minute left. Are you kidding me? I'm on Regis's website. Are you kidding me? If you can't spend $5.75, get out of Starbucks. Regis will actually give you a cup of coffee. But really vibrant co-worker space, $5.75 per hour. Look at these prices. This is, I mean, I don't know if I've ever noticed this. We're going to go to a break, and I'm going to look at these rates. Regis.com, AM 1220, KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We'll be back in a moment.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Eastbound on 580, watch for delays as you head for the Altamont Pass. Our update brought to you by First 5 California. Slow from Hacienda Drive and stretches to North Flint Road on eastbound 580. Still, though, that's better than where we were earlier when things were slow out of Castro Valley. A Sunol grade crash. It's on the right shoulder, though, north 680 after Vargas Road. 680 northbound slow, Mission Boulevard south for 84 west Calaveras Road. Now to Los Altos, southbound 280 before Foothill Expressway. A two-car crash that's in the right lane. Slow from Page Mill Road. And further delays as you head on southbound 280 from Lawrence Expressway in stretches to 10th. North 280 goes slow between Alpine Road on the trip to Farm Hill Boulevard.
Hi, this is pitcher Javier Lopez. Wearing the orange and black to work makes me proud, but my most important job is being a good father. Babies who are talked to and read to frequently from day one are better prepared for school and life. And as a dad, that's job one. Learn more at firstfivecalifornia.com/parents.
Early Learning Preschool is a leader in providing children with the head start they deserve for elementary school. Early Learning Preschool is a partner to the parents in today's busy Bay Area. You need your son or daughter picked up or dropped off? Early Learning Preschool will do it. Your son or daughter needs potty training? They do it. The curriculum involves learning numbers, the alphabet, colors, social, emotional development, listening, and motor skills, all starting at 2 years old. Here is what parents are saying.
This is a program that not only provides a comfortable, nurturing and safe environment for students, but also has a rich academic curriculum that truly prepares children for kindergarten.
Early Learning Preschool is now enrolling in North San Jose, the Berryessa area. It's an affordable family program, adding time to your schedule. Don't delay. Contact Early Learning Preschool today and reserve your child's spot. Call 408-937-1545. That's 408-937-1545 for an appointment and school tour today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking to Regis, and I'm checking out their website. So let me just tell you what I see on their website for short-term office space needs from $17.25. cents per hour. So that's full-time office space for project team or overflow space for as long or as short as you need. Vibrant co-working space. Choose a space that works for you, private or shared in our business lounges on days on or day offices, from $5 to 75 cents per hour. And I'll give you that. If you want to do that, I'll just call Business on the Edge. And I'm just kidding. Part-time office. Don't need an office all of the time. Access a private office in any of the 2,000-plus locations 5 days every month from $99 per month. You're not going to get this. This is the Bay Area. You know, this pricing is phenomenal for startups, small business owners, and home workers. I know you're listening out there. You come to my workshops and all of that. Check this out. Use one of our locations with phone answering, mail handling, and access to meeting rooms and offices from $49 per month. You want this type of service. It will make you look amazing, amazing. Drop-in business lounges. I like this. When you are away from the office, have a better place to plug in, log on, and return calls in comfort. You know, isn't it crazy? Like when you go to Panera Bread, if you're at Panera Bread from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock and you were there at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, they are going to kick you off the internet. You know, so you know, then what do? You have to leave, you know, or you just kind of do something else. But they kick you off the internet because of the high volume and other people have, you know, to give them an opportunity to get on. But that's drop-in business lounges from $15 per month. This is amazing. This price model and structure is great. Now, Mardine, you're at the San Jose, you're right outside the San Jose airport.
Yeah, right on Gateway.
Okay.
Across the double.
You're the manager there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And Kurt actually is your boss.
Yes, he is.
So,
that's right.
Do we call you regional? you know, you're the regional guy, or what is your?
I'm the area director.
The area director.
Like the start of your show, we're team members. You know, we work together for one cause.
There you go. Yeah. So I was asking Mardine while we were on break here, whether or not people flew in same day, go over and have a meeting. I've been to your location. Absolutely wonderful. You have to, if you don't do anything, go down there and just take a tour and take pictures, because it's like really cool. And even if it's not your office, you can say, hey, this is where my office is at. It's really cool. Just kidding. But it's great. So they fly in and then they have their workshop meeting, whatever they're doing. And then they fly out.
Fly out. That's right. So, I mean, some people have layovers. Some people have seminars that they're attending. A lot of our corporate companies basically hold trainings or seminars for their clients, and they fly them in. It's really convenient. It's literally walking distance to the airport, and we generally have a center outside of near every airport, really, in the country.
I love that. You mentioned something. Do you have places inside airports and things like that?
Yeah, it's a little bit more prevalent in Europe, since that's where our original headquarters are. Mm-hmm. And our CEO, Mark Dixon, kind of founded it out there. But out there, it's a little bit more accepted, or at least taken on a little bit more grassroots or groundedness. It's kind of big areas where, whether it's a whole complete covered pod that they can have meetings, it has a conference room inside, but it has complete privacy, you know, just in terms of sound, things like that. Could be right next to a train, you know, station underground. Right. You know, it's right. Just someplace that's that people can work on the go anytime.
We actually have a location in Heathrow.
Really?
So in Heathrow, people will fly in into the terminal, have a meeting, and leave. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
You can't get that at Panera Bread. I'm just kidding. And I love Panera Bread. No, you know, nothing against Panera Bread. You can Definitely. Come on the show if you want to come on and talk about, you know, bagels. We can do that, and donuts and coffee. And those are great places to start. Don't get me wrong. Starbucks, you know, when you're a small business owner, oftentimes you're starting with what's in your pocket, and you don't know about these resources. And that's my job, is to kind of put a spotlight on resources out there that would be a great benefit for you. And we're going to talk a little bit more to Regis when we come back. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. And when we come back, more Regis and some of the resources. We're going to drill down just a little bit. Stay tuned. AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Some Marin County delays at this hour. Update brought to you by hopeservices.org. An uncooperative car is in the second lane from the left on North 101 after Lucas Valley Road. A slowdown as a result from 580. 101 northbound slow 2 from Paradise Drive in stretches, he said, headed for Lucky Drive. And also in San Rafael, East 580, slow 101 on the way for Francisco Boulevard, the road leading to the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Bay Bridge, slow into San Francisco, beginning at the incline. The string of brake lights goes to at least 101 on westbound 80. And the other way, sluggish from at least Vermont Street on the way to the Bay Bridge lower deck. Hope Services improves the quality of life for people with developmental disabilities. Donate your car to Hope, working or not, and get a double dose of good. Your donation is tax deductible. Go to hopeservices.org to find out more. Give a car, give hope. Hopeservices.org. Peter Ashley, AM 1220, KDOW.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Okay, so your heart.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
You sit around hoping, crying.
Early preschool is enrolling in North Valley San Jose affordable drop-off and pick-up at the local area schools, 5-part structure program that they have there. And you want to connect with them at www.earlylearningpreschool.com. That's elpreschool.com. And you can also call at 408-937-1545. That's in North Valley, San Jose. One of my favorite little features they have, I say this every week, it's kind of funny, they potty train within 2 weeks. I think that is absolutely amazing. So if you're that mom and you want to get back to work, and, you know, your little one is not cooperating with that, early learning preschool can help with that. Fantastic, fantastic. So we're going to get back to Regis. Regis, I have a special guest on the line that I want to introduce you to. Morris, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Margaret. How are you?
I am fantastic. How is the Dallas, Texas area?
Oh, wow. The Dallas, Texas area is great. It's growing, I think.
It's growing. It's growing. Now, I was sharing with Regis earlier this evening that we had a meeting back there back in October 2014, and you kind of did this training with me and another guy with regards to property investing and all of that, and we used the Regis location. And I have Mardine Amiri in the studio who set that all up in motion for us. So she is here. Mardine, say hello to Morris Coe, property investor in Dallas, Texas area.
Hi, Morris.
Hi.
TGIF.
How are you? Oh, man. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday.
That's right.
So I wanted you to get a little feel for what you supported us in, and I just want to say thank you to Regis on air and Mardine on air. I was kind of in a little bit of a spot and needed a location to meet Morris in the Dallas, Texas area, and I caught Mardine here in the San Jose area, and she just got everything together for me, got me connected to the right location in terms of where I was going to be in that area. And Morris and I was able to meet. He was able to do his training, which was phenomenal. So if you're interested in property investing, Dallas area is a great place to be in comparison to Silicon Valley. I'm just saying there's going to be some drastic cost differences.
You could sell one house and buy 5.
Exactly. He's a property investor, so private funding. So Morris, so now as a result of that, Morris became a customer of Regis. Morris, tell us a little bit about how you like Regis.
Oh wow, I'm loving Regis. I was officed out of my home for a while, and I just sold my office building, and I decided to move my business back home. And when Margaret came down, she made it possible for us to meet at Regis, and I thought the place was fabulous. And it, you know, and also it given me an opportunity to have a professional, really professional looking place to meet my clients when I need to meet them. And you know, and but most of the work that I do is at home, so I don't need an office space all the time, but this has been wonderful because I have a place to meet people, a place to go, and a physical business address there. And you know, it's just worked out really well for me in my situation.
Right on.
That is fantastic. Not the Starbucks Panera Bread, you know. And Starbucks, right. You know, the tables are just a little bit small, but But right, it does. It gives you a nice upscale look. They have a nice little lounge there. You can get coffee and all of that. So, and also they have the video conferencing, which is fantastic. That's something that we're going to do in the future with Morris in terms of training small businesses here and women, career women in property investing in, you know, the Dallas area and some of the, you know, Illinois and places like that, that you might not be able to easily acquire property here in California because, you know, I don't even know how to address that because I'm thinking, you know, even in a bad neighborhood, you're spending $350,000 for a house. It's like, you know, and someone in another state like Morris, a $350,000 house looks like what in Dallas?
Oh, man, that's a lot of house.
You know, mansion.
In most, you know, in a lot of areas, you know, you can be in some areas where you can spend $1 million on a small house, but, you know, but in a lot of areas in Dallas, $350,000 will buy you a very nice home.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the case out here in California. So, Morris, thank you so much. Now, you're the name of your company is Destiny Properties. How can people get in touch with you? I appreciate you calling in. So, why don't we give you a little bit of promo here?
Well, I have a couple websites that I operate with. One, my buyer's website is buyahomenobanks.com. I'm sorry, that's my buyer's website, www.buyahomenobanks.com. And then my seller's website, people who want to sell their homes, is buyhouses100.com.
And there you have it. And if they want to invest, they can connect with you on those websites as well with Destiny Properties?
Yes. If they're interested in becoming a private lender or either invest in real estate, you can connect with me there, either one of those websites.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Morris. We appreciate you being a client. We appreciate you, huh?
Thank you, Morris.
You're welcome. It's been wonderful so far with Regis. You know, everybody at Regis there is very responsive, and you know, people that are calling in, my customers and clients, they really like you know, being able to talk to someone and get a hold of me.
Right on.
Can I ask you a question before we get off the phone? Before you get off the phone, is what is the difference before and after? So I know before you function out of home, you work from home, you didn't have an address, didn't have a phone number. How is that working for you?
Well, I had a system that I, you know, take calls. It's a recording system where you know, it kind of helps me, but this Regis gives me a little bit more of a buffer, because when you call my public number, you get a answering service, and you can also press 0 and talk to a live person, and that live person is the Regis receptionist there, and so that will allow her to, you know, if it's very important for me that she thinks that I need to talk to them right away, she can get in contact with me. Before, that system would click 0, and they would press 0, and they would come directly to my cell phone. And a lot of times I may not be in a position to really talk to a client because I like to have, you know, certain things in order before I talk to different people. So if I know it's a buyer, I'll have information for them or information that I want to get from them in front of me. If it's a seller, the same thing, information for them or that I want to get from them in front of me when I call them back. So it that helps me out in a sense, because a lot of times I'm running around, I'm driving, and if I get a phone call, usually I'm not in the best position to really be effective on that phone call.
Thank you. We're gonna go to a commercial. Stay on the line, Morris. We'll be back. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Some Marin County delays at this hour. Update brought to you by HopeServices.org. An uncooperative car is in the second lane from the left on North 101 after Lucas Valley Road. A slowdown as a result from 580. 101 northbound slow 2 from Paradise Drive in stretches, he said, headed for Lucky Drive. And also in San Rafael, east 580, slow 101 on the way for Francisco Boulevard, the road leading to the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Bay Bridge slow into San Francisco, beginning at the incline. The string of brake lights goes to at least 101 on westbound 80. And the other way, sluggish from at least Vermont Street on the way to the Bay Bridge lower deck. Hope Services improves the quality of life for people with developmental disabilities. Donate your car to Hope, working or not, and get a double dose of good. Your donation is tax deductible. Go to hopeservices.org to find out more. Give a car, give hope. Hopeservices.org. Peter Ashley, AM 1220, KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
You know oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License number 603-8780, NMLS number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
20 years of debt management services. Nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you
welcome
can
back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have private investor Morris Coe on the line. Before we get you off the line, Morris, can you give us your contact information one more time? And for those in California that want to connect with him and get into some serious property investing, they can connect with you.
Sure. If you are selling a home or want to sell a home, you can reach me at buyhouses100.com. Or if you're selling a home, you can reach me at www.buyinghome.com.
And I would love to repeat that, but I didn't catch all that myself. You have a phone number we can connect with? Can we get a
you can call me at 469-297-2277. That's 469-297-2277.
Morris, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you. I called in a favor. He called in to, you know, say, you know, tell his little story. Thank you. And we're going to get back to Regis.com here and Regis here in the studio. Thank you. Have a good night. Have a great weekend, Morris.
Bye, Morris.
You bye,
too.
Morris.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, Mardeen, so share with our audience this little special offer that you have for them.
We have an offer where we'll basically give you free access to our business lounges at any of our 14 Silicon Valley locations, as long as you mention Margaret Jackson, Business on the Edge, KDOW. Just come to any of our locations, see the reception, and we will give you unlimited beverages, free internet, and a place to work for the day.
For the day.
Come and test us out.
A nice test drive for the day. So don't hop around from different locations trying to get it 14 days in a row or whatever. Just so you know.
And if you're nice, we'll give you 2 days.
If I hear that you've been to 14 locations, don't use my name. So thank you, Regis, for coming on the show. How much time? We're going
to
get out of here in just a second. But Regis is a great facility. I wanted to drill down a little bit. So let me just tell you a little bit in terms of what you can find on their website. They have offices. They have meeting rooms. They have virtual offices. And that's really, really cool for small businesses that are just kind of starting out. Business lounges. You heard Morris talk a little bit about some of the telephone services with the virtual office space and some of these services cross into each other, yeah?
Oh, it's definitely a graduation-type program as your business develops, whatever your stage you're at. Definitely.
So they are right there for you. Business lounges. I love the business program, starting a business, home-based business, small and mid-businesses, international business groups. So there's something for everyone. You have something there for you. You know, Regis has, you know, created this business model. We created these resources to be a great service for the business person at every level. And again, if you're the small guy, they make you look like a big guy. So that's very, very cool. So if you want to connect, www.regis.com. And Mardeen, they can connect with you.
Yeah, they could connect with me. They could call me. My direct number is 408-573-5985. And they could email me at mardeenamiri@regis.com.
AM 1220 KDOW Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.